AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Job growth remains solid despite inflation and rising interest rates. The Labor Department says 390,000 jobs were added last month. President Biden called the numbers robust. As far as inflation is concerned,
families who are struggling probably don't care why the prices are up. They just want them to go down. Joe, what are you going to do to bring them down? But it's important that we understand the root of the problem so we can take steps to solve it.
The AP's Joshua Boak reports the president's jobs message was overshadowed by inflation.
That tells you that voters' minds right now are more on prices at the pump rather than how many people are getting hired.
Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 348 points. The top economist at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization says the cereal price index hit an all-time high in May.
This is mostly because of wheat prices, because there is a decline on coarse grain prices. And also prices rose for the fifth consecutive month.
Maximo Torino says it's in part because of the war in Ukraine. Police in San Antonio, Texas say police officers shot and killed a 13-year-old suspected of stealing a car and ramming it into a marked patrol car. The CDC says genetic analysis of recent monkeypox cases suggests there are two distinct strains in the U.S. Officials are considering the possibility the virus has been circulating undetected for some time. A state senator representing Uvalde, Texas, tells the AP the state agency investigating the mass shooting at an elementary school there determined the commander facing criticism for slow police response was not carrying a radio as the shooting unfolded. Former Trump White House trade advisor Peter Navarro was indicted on contempt charges after defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Navarro says the committee is a sham committee and prosecutors are playing hardball and are despicable. This is AP News. President Biden's special envoy for North Korea says the U.S. is preparing for all contingencies as it monitors a possible nuclear test.
South Korean and U.S. intelligence officials have said they've detected North Korean efforts to prepare its northeastern testing ground for another nuclear test, which would be its seventh since 2006 and the first since September 2017, when it claimed to have detonated a thermonuclear bomb to fit on its intercontinental ballistic missiles. Envoy Sung Kim says, aside from coordinating with Seoul and Tokyo over contingency planning, Washington is also prepared to make both short and longer-term adjustments to protect our allies in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Taser developer Axon says it's working to build drones armed with the electric stunning weapons that could fly in schools and help prevent the next Uvalde, Sandy Hook, or Columbine. But Axon's own technology advisors quickly panned the idea as a dangerous fantasy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Pro savings days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,